Yeah, the Illuminati, the Aspati Illuminati, which is the name given to a group of very, very powerful people, right, who are getting together and who are making decisions about what will happen to the world. I mean, there have been various manifestations of the Illuminati, you know, over time. You know, after World War II, there was the Trilateral Commission, in which, after World War II, you know, the United States and countries in Western Europe and Japan and some important people, government people, corporation people, some important journalists, you know, powerful people got together in the Trilateral Commission, and they said, now let's look at the world and where it is now. They did this after the Vietnam War, and they said, what do we do now? And where do we go, and what is our strategy, and so on. And so there's, as you say, the Illuminati. Who, you know, you're referring to a specific book?
Several books.
The number of books written. And I mean, all I can say, I don't have inside information about these people. But and I don't even believe it, you know, I don't believe it's necessary for like a finite group of people to get together in the room and to plan all the terrible things that go on in the world, because these terrible things are driven by what they call market forces. It's the wonderful thing about the so-called free market, that all you have to do is have a system in which profit drives policy, and if money, profit drives policy, then there will be a natural selection of events which will move everything towards disaster, you see, really. And so, but from time to time, yes, important people do get together and they talk with one another and they try to figure out, you know, what to do and how to deal with threats. You know, I don't doubt that after Seattle, you know, there were conferences that took place. And you would think, well, what? They don't have to do this, do they? They're so powerful, and we're so, you know, small. But the fact is that powerful people worry. They worry that small movements will become big movements. I mean, that's why the FBI did all. That's why the FBI did ridiculous things, going after people who had very little power, because they are paranoid. You know, although. Actually, it's not paranoia. I take that back. They're realistic. They know that small movements become big movements. They know that one person on a picket line could become 10 and 100 and 1,000 and a huge... They know that, you know. So, but I figure we can't, you know, concentrate on what they're doing and thinking. We know what, you know, what they're up to, and our job is to work for the things we believe in, you know, food, not bombs, and women's rights, and racial equality, and, you know, the rights of gays and lesbians, and of disabled people and of children, and to work on all of these things and cause them more worry. You know, not spend our time penetrating, you know, their inner circles, but creating our own enormous circles, which will then finally make their inner circle impotent.